Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, issues, and events involving our state's entrepreneurial community. Here to help us, as always, is John Swamp Fox Warner, co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics and the Swamp Fox Facebook page. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back.
Hi, Mike.
So what's showing up on your radar in the swamp today?
Well, you know, it's that time of the year when the legislature goes back in session and all kinds of organizations on the state have various agendas they'd like legislators to consider. And the South Carolina Chamber of Commerce is one of those business organizations, and they put one out they call their 2020 competitiveness agenda. You know, it includes a lot of things, you know, lowering income tax rates. You know, some of the things that they are focused on have to do with workforce, making sure that they have affordable housing, having broadband access in rural areas. You know, one they put on the agenda I know is being talked about nationwide is reforming the business license system. I mean, oftentimes small businesses are a significant disadvantage. I mean, there's a lot of professions out there you wonder why they have to jump through the hoops they do. But what strikes me is missing from this that we had in this state a few years ago was an emphasis on innovation and entrepreneurship. I mean, you know, at one point we were focused on the Smart State Endowed Chair Program. There's 43 endowed research chairs at universities at Clemson, South Carolina, and the Medical University of South Carolina that are preeminent scholars. So, for example, four endowed research chairs, Smart State chairs, are the core of ICAR. There's centers at University of South Carolina where Smart State chairs are the core. Same's true down at MUSC. And nothing like that in this agenda. And there's also not much of the high-impact entrepreneurial programs that we've had in the past, you know, whether that was things like the Venture Capital Act, you know, the Angel Tax Credit. You know, when I have traveled internationally in recent years, they're playing on a global basis, and they're looking for the best and brightest talent they can find anywhere in the world. And if we're going to play that game of having really a dynamic innovation ecosystem that, you know, is globally competitive, we're really going to have to focus on attracting that kind of talent, developing that talent, you know, and putting the ecosystem in place. You know, I'd love to see organizations like the South Carolina Chamber acknowledge that and begin to incorporate more of that into their agenda.
Well, of course, a Chamber of Commerce is a member-driven organization, and they're going to pursue agendas that benefit their members. Maybe they don't have a lot of entrepreneurial members.
Well, that could be. I mean, I know one great entrepreneur they have is Luke Kennedy. She's actually quoted in their release from Nephron Pharmaceuticals in Columbia. And I know innovation and entrepreneurship is important to her. Some of the other professional service providers they list, you know, have high impact companies, you know, among their clients. So, but you're right. I mean, for the most part, I think they are reflecting their membership, and there's nothing wrong with that. But just recognizing that as a state, if we're really going to step up and be more globally competitive, you know, we need to focus on innovation and entrepreneurship. You know, last week you and I talked about a Brookings Institute report of up-and-coming dynamic entrepreneurial centers in the country. Greenville and Columbia were on that list, and we just need to double down on those kinds of things. I mean, it's not that some of the things that the state chamber listed aren't important. It's just that we can't ignore the fact that really to be globally competitive, it's really about having the top talent in the world that attracts other talent, other resources. I know my academic partner at Accessible Diagnostics is an MIT engineer, PhD, and I asked her one time what she was doing at Clemson, and she says, well, it's my peers in the Department of Bioengineering. I mean, they're recognized cross country around the world. You know, there's a critical mass that happens there that you get, you know, a critical mass of really smart, talented people, and they attract other people, and you have innovation that spins out of that and entrepreneurship that spins out of it. And it's something that we can be very proactive about creating. And we don't have to pick the winners and losers in terms of who the companies are, but we can definitely do things to attract and retain really bright, talented people in South Carolina. And I'd like to see more of that.
Well, John, the new year, the new decade is just rolling right along. How's the event calendar looking?
Speaking of entrepreneurs, Florence Darlington Technical College of Business Incubator and Francis Marion University are having an entrepreneurship day in the end of January. And then in Columbia, the McNair Entrepreneurship Showcase is inviting Steve Forbes to the state. That should be really interesting. And then we always have ongoing million cup programs and Tech After Five all across South Carolina for people to plug into.
John, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.